This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. An autopsy shows that the shot that killed Chicago police officer Crystal Rivera struck her from behind through an opening in her bulletproof vest. That's according to a new report from the Chicago Tribune. Rivera was shot by Officer Carlos Baker during a foot chase in June. Officials have referred to the shooting as an accident, but Rivera's family has called for an outside investigation and the release of the body camera videos. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are at odds over vaccine recommendations for children. My colleague, Araceli Gomez-Saldana, reports the Illinois-based AAP strongly recommends COVID-19 vaccines for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and says older kids can also get the shot if their parents choose. The federal government's current stance, under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is that COVID vaccines are no longer recommended for healthy children of any age. Daniel Johnson is in charge of UChicago Medicine's pediatric infectious diseases.
At one time, we could uniformly trust what was coming out of the CDC. Unfortunately, we can't do that anymore.
He says he trusts the AAP completely. NASCAR has announced its 2026 schedule, featuring a new street course in San Diego and the return of Chicagoland Speedway in suburban Joliet. The schedule, released Wednesday, includes two off weekends and runs from February to November. The Chicagoland track reopens after a six-year break, bringing the sport back to the 1.5-mile Joliet facility with the NASCAR Cup Series scheduled for July 5th. The schedule also features a new street course in San Diego on a military base after NASCAR dropped the Chicago street race. The Chicago Bears have signed backup quarterback Tyson Bagent to a two-year extension. The deal is reportedly worth $10 million. The third-year quarterback came to the Bears as an undrafted rookie in 2023 out of Division II Shepherd University. Bagent started four games his rookie season, but only saw a handful of snaps last year. The deal sets the Bears' QB room in place for the foreseeable future, with Caleb Williams also under contract through 2027. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago's love for Korean skincare might be facing a setback. A new trade deal between the U.S. and South Korea includes a 15% tariff on Korean goods. That means beauty products may get pricier or harder to find. Sometimes the Money Desk reporter Mariah Rush join WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Saldana to break down changes in Chicago's K-beauty scene.
So, Mariah, Korean beauty products have been very popular lately, but where does all this fascination come from?
So they call it the Korean Wave, which is Korean culture being more popularized in America since the 1990s, and that includes K-pop, Korean dramas, and includes beauty and skincare. Beauty products are a major part of this. Korean beauty products include luxurious products at a good price point. Some products we can't get here in the U.S. And there's an emphasis on hydration, repairing skin barriers, protection from sun, and anti-aging. It's really taken off on TikTok. Some products can get like millions of views just by one TikToker posting. To some people, it's their favorite products, and it's the only ones that work for them.
I feel like everyone's looking for that glass skin. Yes. Okay. And where might someone find these products here in Chicago?
Yes. So there's several small businesses in Chicago. I counted around five, with some of them have multiple locations. But you can get products at large corporations like Sephora and Ulta, as well as Amazon.
And how are local businesses navigating all these price increases?
Yeah, so different businesses in Chicago are choosing to handle in different ways. For example, Over and Over Beauty in Chicago is staunchly against raising their prices, and they're trying to, in fact, lower prices if they can because they don't want the consumer to feel that burden. They say they want to eat that into their profit. Another business, like Osaka Ibizu, in Chinatown, they are raising their prices as much as the tariff is increasing.
So some consumers were going to have to feel that. I hope I don't feel it personally. So on the flip side, how are consumers responding to this news? What are their options?
Yes. So these business owners have been getting a lot of feedback, a lot of comments on their social media about changing prices. Osaka actually announces 2 weeks before the prices increase on their social media to have the customers come in and stock up. But the business owners have been saying that people have been buying as much as like 10 of the same product because they do not want to go without their favorite product. Some people have been cutting back on what they're buying, and some have been going other places like to Amazon for potentially cheaper prices.
And that makes me think about some of the pushback about purchasing products from places like Amazon. But I'm wondering, are there any alternatives for consumers?
People that are experts on Korean skincare really emphasize purchasing from small businesses, not only because they could use the business, but because they are actually using the Korean formulas, while other stores like Amazon or Sephora or Ulta may be using the American formulations. In the case, like say sunscreen, some of these products aren't approved by the FDA in America, but they can be shipped in from other countries. And these are the ingredients that people really love. Like for example, with sunscreen, they really help shield consumers from the UV rays.
Wow. So like sometimes we're thinking we're buying Korean products, but really they're just the American formulation.
Exactly.
That was Sun Times Money Desk reporter Mariah Rush speaking with WBEZ's Araceli Gomez Aldana. Weather for today, breezy with some sun, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s, cooler by the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.